I grew up as a Jew, and probably one of the most unforgettable things I heard in Sabbath school was that one day Jews would rule the world. Whether it was called the Messianic Age or a time of world peace, it all boiled down to the very same thing. Gentiles would be under the all-powerful thumb of modern Jewry. Now, what would be the signs of Jewish world control? And what will herald the time of its coming? Permit me to outline a few of those signs, and I'll let you decide whether or not the apocalypse indeed has already arrived. First of all, when you see the coining of money in the hands of the Jews, as we see in the case of the Jewish-owned Federal Reserve Bank that has risen to control the money of the world's leading superpower, America, then you'll know that Jews rule the world. Or when you see Jewish-crafted legislation that usurps the U.S. Constitution, as evidenced by the NDAA, sponsored by Jewish Senator Carl Levin, which authorizes the U.S. military to arrest American citizens without trial, and its recent amendment, sponsored by Jewish Senator Dianne Feinstein, which gives the military the implicit right to intrude upon civil law enforcement, which is forbidden by the Constitution, and at best gives the amendment's victim a military tribunal trial held at a Gitmo-style torture camp, then you'll know that Jews rule the world. Now, when it's crystal clear as day that the major mass media is owned by Jewish moguls, as is the case with CBS, ABC, and NBC, no, they're not corporate elites as Alex Jones and other Jewish apologists and shills would have us believe, then you'll know that Jewish rule is here to stay. Or when you see Jewish groups infiltrating our public schools and their curricula with degenerate, homosexual, and lurid Holocaust books, I can quickly point to the Jewish-run ADL and how the American Federation of Teachers, yes, Jewish-run, has approved vile books like Daddy's New Roommate, Ken, Daddy's Wedding, Daddy Marries Ken, and that perennial book of lies by the fraud high priest of Holocaustianity, Elie Wiesel's Night, then you'll know that Jews have gained an unbreakable lock on young people's minds and souls. And when you see international Jewish finance capital installing Gentile shields as heads of nations and their central banks, as evidenced by Jewish investment bank Goldman Sachs, with its squad of Goldman Goys, then you'll know that Jews rule the world. Of course, none of this will mean much to you if your head is buried in beer, Prozac, and Super Bowl Sunday. But if you're wide awake, then that Jewish age of total control we were told about as children, sadly, unquestionably, absolutely, you won't have to wait 100 years from now, has decisively arrived.